It is finally the week of the NFL draft, and we can stop talking about who or what the Broncos might do and go out and get and actually just watch it happen. It starts on Thursday night. Hi, everyone. Back here with Andrew and Phil. I'm Chris. Time for kind of a hybrid preview for the tight ends. This because of the schedule this week. Players, Broncos on the field for camp on Tuesday, but want to take a look at tight ends, an important position it will be this year for the Broncos. Phil, I'm going to go ahead and start with you. This is unlike a lot of the other top of the class segments we've done building up to this draft. There's kind of two guys and then everyone else.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is a natural position for the Broncos to look at. We know that Gary Kubiak likes to use the tight end, especially coming across the field. And then with that, with Julius Thomas departing, this is a natural position for the Broncos to look at. And like you said, there's two guys who are clearly a cut above the other tight ends in this draft. That's Max Williams from Minnesota and Clive Wolford from Miami. Those two guys a little bit ahead of the rest of the class. Not sure if any of those guys grade out as a first-round pick per se, but maybe at 28, the Broncos could look at a guy like Max Williams, a younger guy who still has a lot of room to develop. He could come in here, get some coaching under and play under Owen Daniels and Virgil Green and guys like that, and really develop into the next big tight end to come and play in this Broncos offense.
Yeah, so there's the big two, as you touched on, but then there are other guys, Andrew, who may not go on days one and two, but hey, they may start for a team week one if not see a lot of snaps.
Yeah, start with Nick O'Leary out of Florida State. He was productive as a pass catcher, but how much of that is working with Jameis Winston? I think you're going to find out as he goes through camp, but he's already very capable as a blocker. I think he's the third guy behind Williams and Clive Walford. And then a guy I like on the third day is under the radar is Wes Saxton out of South Alabama. I don't think he's a week one starter because he's very raw. Good pass catcher, you know, very fundamentally sound in terms of using his hands, not his body to catch the football, but has a long way to go in terms of his blocking. Now, I'm not sure he's ever going to be a great blocker. You just want him to be an adequate blocker. And also, I think he's got to work on his route running, but he's got to get a little tighter. He's got to make sharper cuts. But at the same time, you watch him catch passes, and he's got those athletic tools. I think a team can work with him, and he can be a third-day steal.
Yeah, that's somebody that a team would love to go out and just take a chance on, especially the Broncos. They got 10 picks. Will they keep all of them? We'll see, but maybe use one of those compensatory picks that you cannot trade and go out and get a guy like that. And Q, that's it. That's going to do it for draft preview work. A ton of work done by these two, Phil and Andrew Mason. I'm just kind of driving. That's okay. We're getting ready for the draft. Thursday night, we are live. Thursday and Friday night, got a whole lot planned. Be sure to check out DenverBroncos.com as you're watching the draft on your giant TV at home. For Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris.